would like to start it out.
Can you make a comparison between the, it all, between the Chargers offense and the Colts offense, just in terms of efficiency and how quickly they can march down the field?
Well, obviously, two offenses very productive. When you take a look at a rushing offense in the top five, a rushing average in the top five, passing average in the top five, and points number one, you know you're very productive. Well, I know he doesn't struggle very often. You know, he's on a roll right now, and you know their offense is playing extremely well as their defense. You know, they've been very consistent all year round, and you take a look at stats through the first nine games, and they're probably as good as they've been in a long time. And they've got everybody's respect. Yeah, it really is. You know, for him to play at the level that he's playing and as consistent as he's playing, or making very few mistakes, and passing efficiency over 100 is quite impressive. Anything else?
It's kind of like a playoff game, almost like a playoff stretch. You guys are in here to have the Chargers this week, and Thanksgiving night you're playing.
Well, I think we'll be talking about that all year. Usually at the halfway point, everybody talks about each game being the most important game, which it is. But anytime you deal with a division game, an AFC West game, I think everybody understands how important it is to win your division games. And obviously the tiebreakers at the end of the year, besides obviously the possible bye week. So, that doesn't need to be talked about, but it's there. So yeah, it's a very big game, especially in our backyard, and so hopefully we can take advantage of it.
Mike, can you update on your injury
situation? Well, I really don't know yet. We'll get a chance here over the next couple of days to see how guys practice, and I'm not sure exactly who will practice. I'll go out there and kind of stretch today, and I'll give you a better feel after practice where we're at. Well, I don't think he's very volatile. Tatum right now, we'll get a chance to see how he looks this week. I think both toes were bothering him more than he let on, last week. And we'll try to get him well. We'll evaluate him during the week, as well as the rest of our backs. You know, we've had a bunch of guys that have been nicked up. Damian's been nicked up. Cedric's been nicked up. Mike Bell has looked good. The only game that he didn't play at the level that I was hoping he'd play at was the Pittsburgh game. But that doesn't mean he's in a doghouse or anything. He's had a number of good games as well. So we'll evaluate that through the week and try to come up with the best combination on Sunday night.
What do you think of the idea of moving this to a Sunday night game? Mm-hmm. What effect do you think it has for the team, for the fans, for you?
Well, for the fans, I think it's an advantage for us, They get an extra 4 hours to kind of get fired up. And it's always loud anyhow. So I think it's great to have a Sunday night game. You're hoping it doesn't inconvenience, a lot of our fans. But I think it's a compliment to, both teams, both organizations that, the TV networks want them on Sunday night. So 4 hours different, so it's not a big change. When they were talking about the possibility of changing from a Sunday to a Monday, I thought that was almost impossible. I didn't know how you could do that logistically. But to have something like this, I think is fairly easy, and is like I said, I think it's a compliment to both organizations.
Mike, is it sort of like a catch-22 with Tatum, and they say he didn't let on how much his feet were bothering him, yet you want him to play through something? Mm-hmm. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, I think it is. That's what you got to figure out as a coach. That's my job. And that's why I said after the game, where I said Monday, I was a little disappointed in myself that I didn't see it coming. But I'm impressed with him, that he played through the pain, and you want to see a guy play with that toughness. And, I've got to be able to see that before it happens.
It's the best San Diego offense you've seen?
Yeah, I think anytime you're number one in points, that's pretty impressive. And like I shared with you, rushing average, passing average, those are the things that I look at. And anytime you're in the top five in both areas. And turnovers, you're the top in the National Football League. They're number one in turnovers from an offensive standpoint. Red zone, I think they're second. Third downs, they're, I think they're third. Yeah, they're, it's an impressive group.
The Chargers defense, does their defense have a different look without Merriman in there?
Well, he wasn't going to be able to play anyhow.
Well, I know, but that's what I'm saying with him.
No, he wasn't going to, regardless. See, at the Pro Bowl, he missed a practice. And instead of suspending him for the Pro Bowl, I said he couldn't play in this game. So,
yeah.
No, I said, hey, I had to suspend you for the game. And he was quite disappointed. And I said, no, not the Pro Bowl. I said, our first game, you know, in Denver. And
why don't you just suspend him for both?
Well, I'm thinking about it. I don't think he'll agree to the away game, but. No, he's.
Question: how different is their defense without him?
You want me to answer the question? I don't do that very often, but since you put it.
I know, that's why I keep prodding you.
I mean, anytime you lose a great player, it's always tough. I mean, every team goes through those scenarios. You know, you lose great players. You know, you're hoping that you can stay healthy, but it doesn't happen very often. And usually the teams that do stay healthy have got the best chance to win, you know, in the playoffs. But anytime you lose a great player like Merriman, it's always tough. That's part of the game. Well, Marty knows how to win. I think he does a great job looking at his talent and finding a way to win. You know, I've watched Marty back in the days at Cleveland with Lindy Infante, and you know, they were wide open. So, you know, what Marty does is takes his personnel and continuously finds a way to get it done. And you know, he's got things going right now.
Thank you.